I'm Sriram Kaur, and you're tuned in to Oneness Talk Radio. One world, one voice. Expand your vision.
Welcome to Saturdays with Sri and Kira as we explore the mysteries. This is your backstage pass to the private conversations between Sri, Kira, and the Ascended Realms. The place where magic dwells and the secrets are revealed. Humanity is at the moment of self-ascension for all who choose to open their eyes, expand their hearts, and claim their mastery. Provocative? For sure. Authentic? Definitely. Ready to get on the ride of your life and trust the universe to get you the rest of the way? Call forward a smile of mastery. And here are Sri and Kira.
Oh, namaste, beloved ones, and welcome to Saturdays Exploring the Mysteries with Sri and Kira. You are here on an extremely special day. And Sri and I first just want to say thank you if you're joining us live, and thank you if you're joining us in the archives. Thank you if you're watching us on YouTube. We're really honored you're here.
Absolutely. And we're having fun with technology because we've decided to be the master of technology rather than have technology run us.
Exactly. We are not victims.
And so we have got one laptop going to YouTube Live. And if those of you in the chat room at Oneness Talk Radio would go see if it's working, send us a
You'd
chat.
You'd make Sri really happy.
Because I'm trying to sort out how we can deliver the message of positive energy, the message of ascended empowerment to more people. And so YouTube is a wonderful place to congregate. Go let us know if it's working.
And that's at the Oneness Talk Radio channel, Sri. Is that
yep.
right? This
Type
is
in
not
Oneness
at
Talk
our
Radio.
Official Sri and Kira. So it's at Oneness Talk Radio's YouTube channel. We just launched it, and we're going to be getting a lot of our shows up and running so that hopefully Oneness Talk Radio can be simulcasting at YouTube so that you have yet another option to connect.
And another way to connect, if you would like to come into the show live and chat with us, perhaps request a soul reading or offer a perspective, you can call 213-233-3998.
Oh, say that again.
Oh, I can barely read it.
I know, that's why you say it again.
213-233-3998.
I can confirm that's right. And hey, I've got a UK number. If you're in the UK, 44-203-393-2871. Again, if you're in the UK, 44-203-393-2871. And this is a big show. A big moment. And we really want to start, I think, again, with sharing our sincerest, with all of our heart and soul. Forgive us, our head is bowed. For those of you that tried to get in New Year's Eve and could not get in live, we want to share with you that there has been, and this is one of the things we wanted to talk about today, and this ties into the whole January revelations and what's happening on the planet. There has been massive interference energy, and it really felt like going up an uphill battle, putting everything together for New Year's Eve, and our help kind of didn't pan out the way we thought it would, and Sri and I wound up having to do a lot of things ourselves, and so there really was a profound moment, or let's just say awareness, that no matter what, we weren't going to stop, that we were just going to keep going, that we were indeed going to offer the blessing of this ensoulment. And today, what we're doing on this show is our sacred intention is to offer you a lot more information about January, a lot more information about what's coming in 2019. And by video recording this show, we will also edit some of this in to our YouTube for this month. And I think, Sri, we should share right now at the top of the show that we were encouraged to wait to put together the January revelations.
There's a lot happening right now. And January is not like, oh, here's January. No, here's January. It is unfolding. And thank you to the Oneness Talk Radio chat room for confirming that YouTube is running.
Thank you.
Yay. My laptop works. The camera works. We are delighted.
Thank you.
Hopefully the audio is decent and that this could be a something we can do every time.
Yeah, we are doing our best. And then as many of our hosts at Oneness Talk Radio that would like to also simulcast at YouTube, our goal is that you're not looking at a static picture, that Oneness Talk Radio is running all the time at YouTube, broadcasting, giving you another opportunity to connect with positive information 24/7. And so speaking of positive information 24/7, I really need to bow and say thank you to all of you who did co-create that Ensoulment New Year's Eve. Have you felt it? I mean, have you felt the energy since New Year's Eve? I know certainly I have. And in all honesty, it's been a massive journey back for me since that Ensoulment. I was giggling just today, sharing with some of our beloveds that are here at Tosa Blue Mountain. And we're coming to you today live with a studio audience. Studio audience, say hello.
Hello.
Woo! Studio audience. So we're our living room audience. And and all of the above works. And
from our living room to
your living room. Exactly. And we are sincerely grateful because this is a profound moment since the new year energy has come in. And we have been very aware there was a massive intensity that tried to interfere with our workshop. I honestly don't have a lot of conscious memory of teaching those last few days. I have been very much, and my beloved husband and I have spent a lot of time together just being aware. And one of the things that came in was to wait and not put out our YouTube video. And much to my own frustration, I keep saying, I've got to go do it. And yet there was this wait. Well, I think we need to talk about the Miracle Team ceremony today, Sri.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
We've already been getting emails around that. Maybe we need to have somebody else's voice talk about that first.
Well, how about sharing this one?
I think that's a great idea. And we've received a lot of you that were with us live this morning for the Miracle Team ceremony. Oh my God, thank you for your love. Oh my God, we've had so many. Monica. Okay, just making a point. Hold on, making sure everything's perfect. Okay.
You know, before I share this email that came in, I just want to say that we are anchored in our communion with the divine and our service with you. And we are here to provide as much clear, clean, authentic information and energy and sharings as we are able to do while we have these lovely bodies to work with.
And it feels like there's an urgency around that. And especially with just, you know, spoiler alert, the January overarching energy is to see the truth.
Yes.
And so there is a huge moment ahead for all of us. We're going to talk a lot more about that.
And so Kira mentioned the interference and energy. We're going to come back to that. But here's what I want to say to you. Wherever in your life you are shining light, and hopefully that's often and many hours a day where the light is shining uninhibited through you, through your actions, through your thoughts, through your gaze, there will be a shadow off to the side. It's the nature of duality where the light shines, darkness gathers.
Always.
There is that nature. Do not stare at the darkness. Keep focused on the light, on the unfolding pathway, and on the uplifting, illuminated voyage that we're all traveling. Because in that zone is your bliss. And we wish a lot of bliss upon you.
I'm blissed out listening to you. I'm like, yeah, and it's always a breath. You know, it's always a breath away. And the power of taking that breath and then ending with a smile is always an igniter. So this is
new.
We got a lot of emails. This one just came in.
And so the subject line is a million thank yous. A million, you're welcome.
Sir. Exactly. Thank you, beloved one. Thank you.
Beloved Sri and Kira, and also Sue, I would like to express love and gratitude to you all beyond what I have been able to convey in the past.
Mm.
To be able to witness an ensoulment and feel the energies is a wonderful gift. To be able to access courses, videos, audios, and resources, many of which are free, is a wonderful sharing of love that is very much appreciated.
Well, I just have to jump in and say it's getting better. Remember, our app will launch hopefully within the week, and that's going to make it even easier and better. And thank you, because we really want to
be able to connect with you and others through the chat room and Facebook, etc. has made me feel part of this community like never before.
Thank you, Angel.
I was one of the people who was not able to log in for the New Year Ensoulment.
I'm so sorry.
I was so disappointed. I scrambled around emailing and asking and trying to get access. My own reaction really surprised me. Mm. I felt cut in two at the exclusion, like I was always on the outside. And I don't just mean an inner child tantrum, which would be disrespecting the depth of how I felt. It was like a massive spotlight had shone on a deep wound of my own separation, and it hurt like a bereavement pain. Mm. I did manage to connect on the phone and experience the energies. During the singing at the end, I had tears rolling down my cheeks. But still, the separation pain lasted a few days, and I still feel a little bit disconnected. It has really highlighted something very deep within me that I needed to experience and shift. Even watching the video and seeing your incredible love, which was so moving and beautiful, brought tears to my eyes, yet encompassed this deep pain inside of me. I am so very grateful for all the love, the teachings, the sharing, the support that you and this whole community, and I keep on moving towards wholeness, however, well, that which will may unfold. The Miracle Team ceremony today,
we're going to talk about that.
The Miracle Team ceremony today further shows that events can happen unexpectedly for all of us.
For all of us.
But always supported with this amazing group's love.
Exactly, right? And here we have this beautiful studio audience of amazing beings.
And she closes by saying, I thank you from the bottom of my heart, and I wish everyone the best of loving experiences for 2019 and beyond. Love, Anne from Scotland.
Well, we love you, Anne. Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you for saying what all of us are feeling. And the reason for all of you that we're bringing this up is because we just had a surprise ensoulment. And Sri and I have not had a surprise ensoulment. We were talking about it since we first hopped in that recreational vehicle way back when, right after we met. And so
it's been about 15 years.
It's been like, well, we're going into our 17th anniversary, baby.
But
it's
since
been 17
the last surprise.
Years. That was before we were married. Yeah.
there was that moment.
That existed. Did that even ever happen in our lives? Anyway. Forgive me. So the reason we want to talk about the Miracle Team ceremony today is because we feel that it's very indicative about the overarching energy of January. And we really want to dive deeper into that and take your questions and, you know, write us in the chat rooms and give us a call if you need to, because we are heading into a very strong peak moment. We are at a reinsertion moment. And for us, on a very personal basis, you know, I will be honest with you guys, I really was very content not doing any more ensoulments for the public. I was really okay with that because of the many reasons. It's a short show. And so to have this reboot of ensoulment energy and have it be so supported and so unique, it's a very different experience for me in my body. Mm-hmm. And today we had our first hijacking, and I think we need to talk about that because I think it'll be our only hijacking, but it was a shock.
Well, it was a blessing also.
Absolutely. And wait, we have witnesses here. We have witnesses here. Maybe we'll get some of these witnesses on talking about it.
Yeah, we might be able to share a snippet.
Yeah, we will. And remember, January 7th is when we are releasing See the Truth. The video of the January revelations will be released on YouTube January 7th. We just released the trailer right before we went on the air.
We have some lovely sharings.
Let me
just share what Kira's
angels.
Referring to. Once a month, we have a Miracle Team ceremony, and the Miracle Team are those people who are in the mastery program of commanding miracles into their life and making a commitment to be in service to the world through this energy. And once a month, we gather and we do sharings, we do celebrations and a little teaching, and then we have a ceremony.
And we always gather live so that we can meet each other and talk to each other and have real-time access.
And so earlier today, we had our beautiful sharing, and we began to do a ceremony, and Kira was moving into the flow of guiding the breathing and the visualization. And before you knew it, she was in a inspired flow offering an initiation through hands and energy and guidance that then, because she was in this zone of inspired flow, she naturally moved into an ensoulment. And it was a group of angelic beings who said, hello, we apologize for coming in without prior permission, so to speak, without
although I think that permission's been there, like
without a reservation,
right? Yeah, that would be more appropriate.
However, what they said
table for one over here.
what they said was that Kira's heart had already given permission, that she was already in that divine surrender, and so they wanted to offer a gift of this energy, a reminder of the love and the connection that we are not traveling alone. You are not alone on this journey.
And, you know, we, because this was our Miracle Team ceremony and because our Miracle Team members get access to those videos, again, it was recorded. And so we clearly get that we will be editing that into the YouTube video that will go out on January 7. And what was so clearly shown, I was sharing with Sri earlier, you know, I don't have any recall. I honestly, when we were in the Miracle Team ceremony, I remember we had brought Wafa, or one of our beautiful Miracle Team members that's here right now cooking today. I remember bringing her in and introducing her to the Miracle Team. And then I remember starting to talk to Miracle Team members and receiving your calls. And I think that's when they must have come in, because that's my last conscious memory. However, what I shared with Sri was that it was so clear to me when I came back that they were showing me pieces of the New Year's Eve video, pieces of that Miracle Team, and pieces of this show. And those three had to be woven together as a trinity of energy from just at beginning December 31 through tonight, when we will be burning the ceremonial prayer flags that were placed on our Mayan altar December 31. And that's going to happen right after Alan and Sandra's show, Twin Flame Divine Fire. So it'll happen at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So for those of you that have been in this energy of December 31 came in and the energy has just been, I mean, do you guys feel this? For me personally, it's been a challenge to stay in third dimensional experience. Well, it really has.
Well, and here we are, we're on day five. But what is this? Benjamin shares in the chat room, intense energy since January 1, but today I feel gentler energy coming in.
Yes, today is
the
magical.
Love flow.
Well, and Tree, here's another. I don't know who this is. It's guest 919 over at Oneness Talk Radio. And she says, the surprise ensoulment was a blessing. Thank you for having an open heart so the truth comes through. Love you, Kira Ra. I love you, guest 919.
And so,
number 919. I love that. And so we are all, don't you guys get it? Sri and I feel like we are being granted this opportunity. It's like we feel like we're being given another window, that our first window opened in 2003 and said, go out and do this. And we did. And for many years, Sri and I lived out of suitcases and traveled the world and did all these workshops and all these events and people and shows. And then it was so clear that we needed to, we had a choice put in front of us. And the choice was, it was a very fat contract from a company that a lot of you would know, and it was worth a lot of money. And the only thing we had to agree to was to cut Tree's hair, put him in an Armani suit, change what I wear, and let them edit the words of Zodkiel. And that's all we had to do. And, you know, she and I know that that would not even be an option. Many of the people that we know took that option, and you guys know them all.
And many of those folks are on the
are out
public
there right
circuit,
now on the circuit,
lots of attention.
And that's great, because
they're doing their thing.
They are, because there's a teacher for everyone. But at some point, the deception becomes obvious. At some point, your heart says, wait a minute, why is it always keep me afraid? Why does it always drive my adrenaline?
Why do I feel one step removed?
Right. Why do I have to keep hearing more and more? Why are they keeping me like this? Because you're being controlled. There is a new age mainstream control, my loves. And that's why Sri and I said, you know what? And we had people that were like, you guys, you're throwing it all away. You could be mega famous and all this. I don't care. We don't care. What we care about What we care about is that your dreams manifest, that you remember who you are. And the blessing that we have had over all these years is that we have witnessed so many people's dreams come true. So many people's dreams come true. And that's one of the things I love about Oneness Talk Radio, is it gives an opportunity for a lot of the beautiful people that we've rid this journey with to have their dreams come true. And so I share this with you now because there's a lot of bullshit out there. A lot. And it's all illusion, right? Beep. So it's all just illusionary bullshit and bullshit and bullshit, right? It's all big illusion.
Beep, beep, beep.
There is. But January initiates the year. 2019 is the year of divine awareness. And remember, our enlightenment is always three steps. And this is what's in our new book. And we will get it out there, but we're really paying attention to the timing. And the three steps are this: awareness, experience, choice. And it is an ever refining cycle that will never, ever, ever stop until you transition out of this body.
Awareness, experience, and choice. We keep cycling through those steps.
And oftentimes we are not awake to the awareness. And that is why, if we look at the 2015 through 2022 Ascension Escalator, 2015, 2016, 2017 was the, think of it as the lower three chakras. It was the, okay, what are we building? What are we calling in? What are we creating? 2018 was the anomaly. Okay. It was the time out of time moment. It is the time that we were given. It was like a breath. It was like, okay, this is too intense. I can't handle it. I can't handle it. And believe it or not, 2018 was the breath. And well, I know that's hard to hear.
And it was a time for us to revisit Shanti, Bhakti, and Ananda.
And anchoring.
To anchor peace, love, and joy as a committed way of being.
Exactly. And it's an anomaly. And so the question you need to ask yourself is, did I throw it away? And if you think you did, then throw away that thought, because that means you're just still not owning yourself. You did not throw it away. You did it perfectly. Wherever you are right now is absolutely where you need to be. And this is your moment. And if you are catching us live, I am serious, guys. Be with us in spirit at between 7 and 8 tonight Eastern Time when we burn those prayer flags that were so craftsmanly, so expertly made by Susan Sturtevant, such a master ceremonialist. And she will lead that ceremony tonight. And Johanna Sand, Sue, Shri, and I will stand in the four directions surrounded by Alan and Sandra and all these other amazing people that are here tonight. And we will, as a surrogacy for all light on the planet universally, hold open the fortress that is Tosa Blue Mountain Sanctuary. And we invite you to join us here energetically and etherically, because I know tonight is really our new year. Tonight is the night it all begins. It is a new moon. And as one of our beautiful Miracle Team members reminded us, there's also a partial solar eclipse. So what do you want? What do you want? Are you ready to make a difference? Are you ready to say enough? Because January is the month to see the truth. And it must begin with you. Are you ready to look at yourself? Are you ready to love yourself so much that you can pull up into that multidimensional existence of awareness, which is the year of 2019? Shri and I are banking you are. We believe you are. The question is, do you believe you are?
Love is often misunderstood, because to love ourselves means I am at peace with what I am.
Right, right.
I am at peace with who I am and who I thought I was.
And the illusion of that.
Because that sense of being at peace with yourself creates the new normal, the new...
Wow, that is a new foundation. Okay, yeah. We did good. We have lots of dogs here, and they protect us. And thank you, beloved ones. Now the cameras are great.
Okay.
So, Shri, let's finish. We only have 3 minutes.
I know, but this one's off.
Okay.
There we go.
It's perfect now. And you guys are perfect, and thank you for hanging in there with us.
So the
everybody okay? All right.
Henry, sit down, baby.
All right, go ahead.
The peace of who we are becomes the foundation for engaging experience. And then gaining a greater awareness about the quality of that experience and making fresh choices. Remember, experience is that which is brought into awareness, which foundationalizes your choice. That is the place at which your proactive empowerment gets its fuel. Fill me up.
Buttercup.
Experience, awareness, and choice.
Awareness, experience, choice. And here's what's important to remember about that. You cannot enter awareness until you wake up. Until then, you don't know what you don't know. You might have the words, you might have the understanding, but there's that divine moment. And this is the greatest gift of 2019, is that we have that divine moment, and it's going to be intense, but it'll be beautiful if you allow it to be, to absolutely gift yourself with seeing the truth. And it all begins right now in January. When we see the truth, divine awareness ignites.
And I just want to, I'm sorry, when the dogs barked, I lost one thing I wanted to share with you. And that is, when we are at peace with ourselves, then our transcendent awareness has an opportunity to inform us. You know, you are who you are, but are you aware of who you are?
And speaking of that awareness, humanity is heading toward a very transcendent moment. It's called January 21. It'll happen at 12:12. And we have a lot to share about that. We have a lot more to share about 2019. And we are right here waiting for you. We're going to go into a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about coming together on January 21. We're going to talk about what's happening on the planet right now. And we are definitely going to explore how together we can make a difference. You are at that moment, anchoring Shanti, Bhakti, and Ananda. So let's bring our hands to our heart. Let's take in a deep cleansing breath. Feel love pour into you. Fill yourself with love. And as we explore the mysteries, there is so much more to go. We're glad you're here co-creating with us right now. We'll be right back.
So for those of you watching on YouTube, we're taking a little station break right now. Stick around.
We will be back.
Namaste. I am wisdom teacher Sri Ram Ka. Are you noticing that life is speeding up? Are you experiencing changes in perception, interrupted sleep patterns, headaches, and shifts in personal relationships? Chances are you are having a spiritual experience, not a medical problem. We call these experiences AAEs, or Ascension Acceleration Energy Experiences. These are signs that your vibrational rate is accelerating. You can learn more about AAEs and how to reorient yourself to the energy of these transformational times by visiting our website, www.selfascension.com. That's www.selfascension.com. As a nonprofit organization, we offer classes and teachings to support your journey. Visit the appearances page at our website, www.selfascension.com. Blessings on your path.
Oneness Talk Radio. Hip, fresh, fun. Tune in to an honest portal of positivity 24/7. Experience unique talk radio from all around the planet, perfectly mixed with music that enchants your soul. Discover oneness moments as you relax into 3 to 5 minutes of divine inspiration. Claim your oneness today. OnenessTalkRadio.com. One world, one voice. Expand your vision.
Meeting spirit with the radio, Oneness Talk Radio, and YouTube Live.
And ShrinkYourRadio.com. I love it. Plus iHeart, Tuned In, Link. I mean, anywhere you want to catch it, we're just really glad and delighted that you're here with us now. And I know there's a robust chat going on over at Oneness Talk Radio. We're hoping that our dear friends and Sandra and Alan might be able to jump into the TFR chat because we've been unable to get in there. And welcome. If you're just joining us in this half an hour, we have been talking about the January energy. We have been talking about 2019. And earlier, right before the break, we kind of gave you a little tease talking about what's coming January 21. one. And so together there is a momentum. And we were talking more about this, Sri, about this divine awareness. And guys, I have to tell you, the past 48 hours for me, how many of you the past 48 hours, because it feels like this reboot energy, and well, I mean, that's actually what's happening, is it is like we're reinserting into that timeline. So remember, from 2015 through 2022, just a quick recap, we had 2015 through 2017 was like that foundation. 2018, the anomaly year to anchor Shanti, Bhakti, Ananda, brings us back to the first of the second set of 3 years, 2019, 2020, 2021. These are the years that are going to put it all together that will determine 2022. This is not fully in stone yet. It is a co-created process. We are creating it. However, it is here. It is the blink of an eye. And as we enter 2019, it's a reinsertion moment. It's like if you were in the middle of something before 2015, so you need to look at the years from the moment of the millennium. So you need to look at your years between 2001 and 2000, the culmination of 2014. What did those years do? What did your life look like in those years? And whatever has been left undone, whatever dream may not have manifested, this is the moment. This is the literal moment where you can bring it forward. And I'm talking about all of it. I'm talking about there is no restriction here, guys, because you're the creator. This illusion is giving us all a second chance. And guys, if ever humanity needed a second chance, I would say now is the moment, wouldn't you? Doesn't it seem like maybe we've gone a little off course, that maybe just a little course correction is needed? That's the gift of this moment. And that's the gift of January. And that's the gift of this energy. And it's all about the higher chakras.
The higher chakras are your connection beyond the veil. The lower three chakras are the earth-based chakras. That is the part of the energy body that keeps us interacting with the density. The third density. Density is the world of form. Density is the world of the emotions. And density is the world of thought for the most part.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, the thoughts have the wonderful ability to reach into the abstractions, to be able to open the gateways up here. So we are at a time when seeing the truth is available to us, unlike other times. Yet, within the strata of density, within the planetary thought body, the delusion is thick.
And so because of that, this is the moment where that multi-member, all of 2018, we've all been adapting to anchoring into this multidimensional energy that's opened up on the planet. The fifth dimension is now like ordinary. It's almost like, okay, yeah, we've been living here for a while. And even as I share that with you, tune into your ears. I'm hearing a lot of high-pitched tones. I'm starting to hear a lot of connected harmonies as I share this with you. Because those of you that are denying your connection to the fifth dimension, may this moment as we connect offer you that breath. May you just breathe into that truth and feel that gift and relax the mind that is seeking to steal that opportunity from you. Because now that we are in 2019, the seventh, ninth dimensional energy is extremely available. It is not difficult to connect with. There are some adaptations that you will need to make to live into this energy. And right now, the intensity of January is the invitation to lift up out of the planetary thought body. And this is that whole witnesser witnessing the witness, right? And so as we witness ourselves, we begin to relax the ego. As we witness the witness, we begin to love even more. And as that witnesser witnesses, we break free of the illusion. And the love that is sitting there frees you from being distracted. It offers you a focus that is so pure and so crystalline that nothing can stop it. That's the opportunity January is offering you if you're brave enough to see the truth, to let go of the illusion, to see it for what it is. And for many people in January, there's going to be a lot of, oh my God, was that always there? And the answer is yes. Now we have a blinking red light.
That means the video camera's running out.
I'm not surprised. The energy, Our electronics today,
the batteries go whoosh.
Oh my God, the energy has been so crazy that, I mean, like an 8-hour battery on the computer lasted 40 minutes. So let's just pray that everything stays while we're together. So I want to talk about the Merkaba, the face, before we would lose too much battery on the camera.
I'm going to reboot that. Just keep going for
okay.
a minute.
Okay. The reason I want to talk about the Merkaba, the face, and for those of you that are listening to us on the radio, I'm going to describe it as I hold up the photo. And the Merkaba of the face is a vehicle of energy that you can use in this month right now, that will give you the gift of maintaining multidimensional presence, thereby freeing the emotional body, relaxing the ego body, and inviting the higher self to lead. Because we are all heading toward January 21, 2019, and this is a very powerful energy, and I want to talk about it after we introduce the Merkaba of the face. So if you can see this, the Merkaba of the face, I love how our Archangel Zadkiel laughed and talked about how our sacred geometry is literally as plain as our face, because each of us is born with a facial structure based upon the body that we have selected for this journey. And as you can see, a Merkaba is an upward-facing triangle and a downward-facing triangle. So if you were to take your thumb and your middle finger on both hands and first activate them, and how do we activate them? We touch-release. You want to get these very powerful meridian points. You want the energy flowing, no congestions, because remember, we're going into higher chakras. So touch-release. There we go. And then you're going to activate those middle fingers. And when we let go, we're going to take one middle finger and put it right at the hairline at the top and one in the U of the neck and relax and breathe. That top middle finger is the top point of the Merkaba. And that bottom middle finger in the U of the throat is the bottom point. Now I'm going to draw the geometries for you. I'm going to describe them for those of you that are listening to us. If you take both of those middle fingers to the top of your top right now at that hairline, what you're going to want to do is start tracing, coming down and follow to the outside of your eye. That's the diameter. That's how wide that pyramid is. And go down to the lips and come straight across the mouth. The foundation of the upward facing pyramid is at the mouth, and it goes up following the angle of the eyes to the top. And as you feel that energy, maybe close your eyes. Just fill it with whatever light calls to you. Oftentimes I feel gold or crystalline, sometimes violet. Sometimes it's just a radiation. And then the other pyramid, take those two middle fingers down in the U of the throat, and it's your mouth. So we're going to come up outside of the mouth to the eyes. And then we go straight across, because the eyes are the base of the downward facing pyramid. And take a minute and fill that with light. And so knowing that, and a fun way, by the way, a fun thing to do, get a whiteboard marker, you know, one of those whiteboard pens, stand in front of a mirror and literally make your Merkaba of the face, and it will blow you away. This was a picture of me that we just used and drew it on, and it really is powerful for you to really start connecting with your sacred geometry. So now what we're going to do is we're going to ignite that. And what we do is we do touch, release. And we're going to take in a breath. And on the exhale, I want you to relax those fingers and ignite your pyramid. So let's take a breath. Sigh. And now we're going to take another breath, and I want you to spin it. Okay? So take another breath. Fill both of that. Fill the Merkaba. Sigh. And release those hands and feel the spin. That instant clarity, my eyes always get brighter, and it helps hold open star consciousness, third eye, throat chakra, ears. This is how we can stay easily and effortlessly connected between the third dimension and the higher dimensions. So this is a very powerful practice for the month of January. Shri and I are making it available free. Give us a few more days and you'll find it on our homepage at shriandkira.com.
It's important to recognize that the Merkaba is a vehicle of movement. It's also a vehicle of stabilization. So each and every one of us has our own sacred geometry, the shape of your form. That Merkaba energy, if you are in the middle of your density drama, if you're able to recognize, hey, I'm doing that density stuff, I'm reactive, and you can take a breath and visualize and call in that Merkaba and give it a spin, it will take you right out of the Velcro of reactivity.
Now, the day we want you to really know this, so please start practicing. We are all building the month of January. Humanity is right now in a precipice energy. And if you're watching density energy, if you're connected to lots of the trails of information and news out there, you're probably having some palpitations right now. And there's simultaneously some wonderful things coming forward. So here's the deal, my angels. On January 21, this month, 2019, at 12:12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, the full red blood wolf moon eclipse will peak. January 21, 2019, at 12:12 Eastern Standard Time in the United States. This is a moment where there is going to be a, I almost lose my breath talking about it. It's going to be a moment. Now, I am not offering a negative prediction, and I am not telling you that there's going to be a bomb or anything of that. What I am telling you is that in many different dimensional experiences, and potentially in this one, there will be massive energy surges, and it will be a massive moment for you to flourish and for you to be the master. And it will take precise focus. And Sri and I will be putting together another moment. So January 21 at 12:12, we will send out invitations. We will make this available to as many people as possible to make sure that we can come together. And it's just going to be a 15-minute experience. We're going to come together. We're going to collectively ignite our star consciousness. Then we're going to bring in our Merkaba of the face. And then we are going to come together and we will tone for one full minute from 12:12 to 12:13 on January 21. And if you can't join us live, stop wherever you are and do it. For a lot of you in the East Coast, it'll be lunchtime. For others, all we're asking for is at the very minimum one full moment of focus with your Merkaba of the face ignited and 100% of your energy on the blessing of your mastery presence in form, aware, and ready to see the truth.
Yes.
It is a big moment of mastery. It is a unique moment and it is powerful. And this is why we're talking about it. Help us get the word out there. Help us learn more. Sri and I promise you, and we think part of the interference energy has been the extreme exhaustion in us and the lack of help for us to get things out on the web. We need help. And we think that that is part of the interference, is that we're having a hard time calling that help in. And so help us help you. Help us all, because together we are better.
Absolutely. And by the way, this is a powerful month, and that January, you know, it's going to, you're going to start feeling it January 20th,
oh,
which is
yeah.
a Sunday, by the
oh,
way.
Yeah.
And we have a live radio show Sunday at noon Pacific. We're going to talk more about what's coming and what we're in, because
right.
it'll be fresh and right there. And we encourage you to tune in to Sri and Kira Live at noon Pacific on Sunday, January 20th. We'll prep you a little bit further
yes.
about the 21st
right.
That we're announcing right now. It's important to recognize that the pendulum that is in the duality
yeah.
does its little oscillation. It leans one way, it leans another way. And it leans, and the experiences of this polarity have a lot to do with where humanity places its intention, its attention, and its energy. Because your energy follows your gaze. What are you looking at? Are you
yeah.
seeing the divine behind the variety of forms?
Yeah.
Are you seeing the oneness
right.
behind the allness? There is a diversity of expressions, and there's a lot of tragic expressions out there
yeah.
that are not looking deeply enough and discovering that when I see you, I see me. When I gaze deep into nature, I see the beauty of the oneness. As we remind each other to cultivate the open-hearted peace that allows us to see beyond, then we co-create a world that has harmony versus disparity and discord.
And from our heart to yours, we just want to share that, you know, Sri and I began this journey together 16 years ago. We just started our 17th cycle around the sun together. And along the way, I really, when Sri and I bailed, and we started talking about this in the front end of this show today, when we bailed, and our way of bailing was to go live with the elders, to go live with the Mayan elders in Guatemala. And it was an extraordinary experience. And we were very blessed. And through our years with the Mayan elders, Sri became a Mayan priest. We've both been written into the Book of Days. They offered me the veil of mystical Corandera. There's so much that happened there. And then our journey took us to Uruguay, to the most crystalline, pure, incredible, powerful, down on your knees energy on the planet. And it was a 2-year journey of extraordinary magic and of really diving in and cleansing out any remaining remnants. And then the universe opened up and sent us here to Ecuador, our final home. And what we now know through our many years of journeying was that had we sold out and taken that contract, you might have known our name already, and we might have some money behind us, but we wouldn't be real. And we believe in authenticity, and we believe in truth, and we pray that you do too. We've had some people say to us, the world is not ready for authenticity, and it will never be profitable. We'd like you to help us join us and prove that wrong, because we believe authenticity is what it's all about. And we believe that you know that, and that you're smarter than that, and that too many people have treated you without the respect you deserve. And so from our heart to yours, please forgive us for maybe forgetting that. I know, please forgive me for saying, I don't want to do public installments anymore. After the New Year's installment, after the hijacking installment today, and the energy, as I mentioned, I've had a hard time staying back in my body for several days now. It is clear that Sri and I are committed now to coming back into the public realm this way. And we thank you who this might turn off and decide you can't be with us anymore. We love you and thank you for being clear. And for those of you that are supporting this as we come forward, thank you, because we do this together. And you know, we have some people that have been supporting us that are right here.
Before, just one second, because I just want to put a little wrapper around what was shared. We are at the time of visible authenticity, of proactive, authentic presence. Each and every one of you has an authentic presence that the world is hungry to witness. And as we come forward sharing more intimately, we intend to offer more videos, more teachings, more availability, both audio and digital. And if any of you have those skills and want to come down and help us produce these videos,
get down here,
because we need that help.
Just like there you go, Alan. You can see you're right there. So we are there. So we wanted to bring in, I mean, I think two of the best examples of authenticity and love and truth and courage, all those good things. Because talk about getting down here.
Yeah.
You guys got down here. Yeah. So how's it been?
It has been very interesting. It has been very energy filled. It has been very loving. It has been everything that we could imagine it, but we couldn't realize it until we got here.
I hear you there. And hey, I just want to say, you know, I'm so looking at the camera that for those of you that are on listening to us, you know by that voice, this is Alan and Sandra. But I just want to say that out loud. So Sandra, how about you, sweetheart?
Oh, it's been amazing. The energy is off the chain.
Yeah.
This one and her installments dropping in.
The hijacking.
Happy hijacking. Hello. How are you?
Hijacked.
What if we drop in?
Yeah, no kidding.
All
huh?
the beautiful people. You guys can not see the live audience, but you guys are beautiful.
No kidding.
And we've got
huh?
to know them on a very personal note. They're amazing people.
And it's getting better and better every day.
Uh-huh. Isn't it though? Yeah. And better. You know, guys, we are now, you know, we're past the big workshop, right? So mm-hmm. they're mm-hmm. and now we have we're all living together now here at Tosa Blue Mountain. And we have people coming. We have this beautiful group. We have 14 people living here at Tosa Blue Mountain right now. We're going to have 20 on the 7th. Oh, my God. And so it's just massive what's going on here. And we really invite you to get down and experience this yourself. If you listen to Johanna San, Cracking the Reality Code, right before this show, then you got to witness some of the amazing, beautiful people that are here with us right now and what she does when she's here. And sincerely, I agree with Sandra. As I look around, we have all these beautiful beings that are with us here as well. You guys are here with us. It is a powerful moment. And again, with all our heart and soul, January 21 at 12:12 Eastern Time, you ignite your star consciousness. You take 1 month and one minute, hands to heart, and you tone and you hold focus for that one solid minute. See the earth healed. See humanity igniting itself. See the light starting to come forward, because we are coming together, and together we are better. And please make a note, January 7th, YouTube, official Sri and Kira. It'll also be at our website, sriandkira.com. This is a moment where it is time to take off all the veils. And I know these guys are also doing all the work, and we are just so grateful you are on the planet.
No,
sincerely.
And no surprise that the 22nd is the day that we are supposed to fly back.
Yeah.
We are here for the 21st.
I know, it's really powerful. I agree. It is powerful. It's really powerful. There is a moment ahead, and we are all co-creating it. We really are. So guys, talk to us. This, you know, your show is next. What's going on Twin Flame Divine Fire today? Because this is an amazing day, isn't it?
We have Sandra Ingerman on, the shaman. And no surprise that Johanna Sand was talking about plant medicine and the shaman aspects of it and how exciting this is going to be. And then she can only be on for a short time because she has something that limits her to where she can only be on for about an hour, hour and a half. And we're going to bring our very own
Masha
Sigurdsson, Messages of Light at OneNessTalkRadio.com.
We're going to bring her over so that you can get to know her a little bit and what her show is all about, and her show in Russian and English. And she's just the most amazing, beautiful soul.
We agree. We agree. And, you know, beloved angels, again, I just want to share with all, I'm going to bring my arm in just a minute because it's hard for me to talk with one hand.
I know, right?
I know, it's just so hard. I cannot do it. All right, I'm in. I sincerely, with all my heart and soul, want to share with all of you that we have been having really beautiful conversations, and I know I've been corresponding with a lot of you via email that want to bring groups here. We're already booking those groups here. If you are interested in bringing a group, please, we can tell you what our group rate is. We can host up to 13 people on site, and the email would be Ecuador@sriandkira.com. And if you want to learn more about Tosa Blue Mountain, go to sriandkira.com. Right on the homepage, you will see Explore. And
that's a menu name.
It's a menu. And right under there, you'll see Ecuador. It's the first thing. Tells you lots about it. There's PDFs there. But we do have group rates available. For six or more people, we will close the facility for you. I'm sharing that because we have had so many emails we can't get to. And it's not that we're ignoring you. We love you dearly. And we are doing our best because we are flooded with emails, because it is a powerful time. And the most important thing for you to remember, my angel, is you're the master you're seeking. You do have the power. You do have the wisdom. And I think as a couple of twin flame couples, we can all echo that, right?
And here we are in this new year. It is a resurrection moment. And I invite you to consider what's worth resurrecting.
Yeah.
What dream are you bringing back?
What is time to happen?
Because if we just recycle the past, you're going to get the same old, only it's going to be more stale.
Right.
Exactly.
It's time to lean in to the truth that resides within you and to trust that which is within you to come out and be shared. I just need to say it over and over. We are at the time of authenticity, and we will, in the subsequent shows coming up before the 22nd, we're going to discuss star consciousness further. We're going
to
discuss
in to every show,
how to tune into that source of infinite peace inside, because the peace quiets all of the history.
Indeed. And have patience with us, angels. We are doing our best to get to all of you. If it takes a couple days, please forgive us. We are doing our best.
And we'll be tuning in to the chat room log, and maybe we'll pick some of those nuggets up for conversing next week.
And speaking of that, hey, these two, going on. According to this, they're going on very quickly. So make sure you stay right here at TFR Live. right here at OnenessTalkRadio.com to tune in with, I was going to say Audra and Salad.
All right, you can call it.
Talk about twins. All right, Audra and Salad will be there.
So, beloved ones, as we wind down today for this show and this presentation, may you know that truly we're at a magnificent time on this planet. Have no doubt. Just stop thinking and start being, and stay tuned to Oneness Talk Radio, Truth Frequency Radio, and sources that expand your positive energy.
Namaste.
This is a Oneness Moment with Jess Juntinen on Oneness Talk Radio. Expand your vision.
This is a meditation connecting to the heart. If you're in a place that is safe to do so, allow yourself to close your eyes if you feel comfortable doing that. And just begin by following your breath in and out, and just noticing your breath. And as you do, become conscious of what it feels like as it enters the lungs and leaves the lungs, feeling it as a beautiful crystalline light that you're inhaling it through the nose and exhaling through the mouth. And feel this crystalline light that you're inhaling traveling and circling up into the top of your crown of your head, down into your belly and filling your lungs, and exhaling out into the world. And with this crystalline light, begin to feel a beautiful energy of love entering, filling you, and leaving you. You are a vessel, and you are becoming this energy of love as it fills you, and it travels on and touches each and every being on the planet, and you are feeling this incredible love for all beings as you follow your breath in and out, and you come into the center of your heart. In the center of your heart, you feel this beautiful radiant blue jewel, a blue jewel that is shining. Feel the energy of it. See it in your mind's eye. Experience it in whatever way you want to, in any way that feels right. You might just have a knowing. You might have a feeling. You might have a sense of sight or sound. But know that there's this beautiful blue jewel in the center of your heart, and you're connecting to it now. And you breathe and feel this beautiful balance coming in and around you, connecting to your breath and connecting to your heart. Connecting these two energies connects you to the eternal field of the universe, the field of the soul, the field of your divine nature, your cosmic connection. And feel this jewel in the center of your heart, this balance and harmony, and you feel around you these harmonic tones, and they swirl around you, and you notice and feel yourself as in a temple. And in this temple, you gaze about you and feel through the top of the roof where there's an opening, all of this beautiful energy coming down and filling this temple and filling you. It's a beautiful golden energy. Feel this filling you up. Feel this sustaining you. Feel this as a pulse, all of your cells vibrating, all of your being coated in this beautiful golden light, anything dissolving or sloughing off that doesn't serve, and just feeling this divine vibration and that connectedness to the blue jewel in the center of your heart. And this blue jewel is emanating a beautiful light that connects with the golden light all around, and you are infused and filled and supported as you go about the rest of your day. Taking a few more mindful breaths, feeling your beautiful body here and bringing a smile to your face, telling yourself thank you for taking this moment to connect to the blue jewel in the peaceful center of your heart. Namaste.
Learn more about Jess Juntinen at her host page right here at OnenessTalkRadio.com.
Hi there. My name is India, and I am hosting Cosmic Adventures every Sunday at 1 p.m. Pacific. My intention is to bring you all the revelations, all the knowledge that not only have I gathered, but I have found throughout my amazing adventures around this planet. I want to share with you all the cosmic wisdom and insights that I get through my divine communion moments. I want to bring to you healing moments, meditations to help you claim your mastery. I always share very honestly my own journey, ups and downs, all my flaws and imperfections, and the beautiful cosmic unity that brings it all together. I hope to share that sacred time with you every Sunday, 1 p.m. Pacific, Cosmic Adventures with India.
Hi, I'm Jess Juntinen, host of Soul Fusion Cafe at Oneness Talk Radio. Perhaps the most important relationship we have is our relationship with ourselves. Each one of us possess the gifts, the knowings, and the tools to ascend into the most radiant version of who we truly are. Grab a cup of tea and cozy up. Sink into this delicious cocoon we create each week on Sunday evenings at 4:30 p.m. Pacific Time, Soul Fusion Cafe at Oneness Talk Radio.